There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, let's talk about this. This is where I think, if you are Matt Nagy, and let's say that I'm sure this happened, right? Like, I have year-end review. I actually had mine earlier today. Rob, you have a year-end review. Everybody has a year-end review. And let's say that Matt Nagy has one once the season is over. And it's not with Brett Veach, it's with the big boss. You know, he goes in to talk to Clark Hunt. And Clark Hunt is going through all of his things and, you know, determining what changes you're going to make. I mean, you're the person paying for all of this stuff. You get to make the final decision. You're the boss man. And Clark Hunt goes to Matt Nagy and he says, you know what? Hey, we've had great success. You're right. But I'm unhappy with some way the things are going. Why do you think that this offense has been ranked 15th in points scored for each of the last three seasons? I wonder what Matt Nagy's answer would be for that. But the biggest knock I would say on Matt Nagy is this. I would say that when the Patriots were cooking, if you could get to be the offensive or defensive coordinator for New England, you guaranteed yourself a head coaching job. I can go through the list if you want. You want to know who their offensive coordinator was the year they won the Super Bowl, the first one, the one against the Patriots, or the one against the Packers, excuse me? You want to know who it was against? Or the Rams. That's actually who it was against. Against the Rams. You want to know who it was against? It was Charlie Weiss. How did things work out for Charlie Weiss? Charlie Weiss got the Notre Dame job, got the Florida job. Charlie Weiss turned it into something. You want to know who their defensive coordinator was during that time? It was Romeo Crennel. Now, Rob, we can take it one step further. When Charlie Weiss was done being the offensive coordinator, he wasn't there for that long. You want to know who took over the offense next? Josh McDaniels. How did that work out for Josh McDaniels? He was able to turn that into and pair that into a head coaching job in the National Football League. Josh McDaniels was only the offensive coordinator for the Patriots for those 3 years, and then he got the Broncos job. You want to know who the offensive coordinator was after Josh McDaniels?
Was it Bill O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien. How did that work out for Bill O'Brien? Bill O'Brien did it for one season. And Bill O'Brien was able to finesse that and turn that into a head coaching job. We can go through the defensive coordinators, Eric Mangini, Matt Patricia. If you could get to the point where you could be the offensive or defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots, it guaranteed that you were next up. You were one of the next people to get a head coaching job. The fact that Matt Nagy has been the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs for 3 years and seems to have very minimal buzz as a head coaching candidate tells me everything I need to know about the job that he's doing when you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes to stand next to. This should be a job that you do for 2-3 years. It looks really good on your resume. You build up some hype. You build up some buzz. And the next thing you know, wham, you are the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. You're the head coach of the New York Giants. Right now, Rob, it's going to be, what, 5-6 openings? Would you say that Matt Nagy is the favorite for any of those jobs? Does Matt Nagy have his pick? Is he a hot candidate? Those candidates always pop up every single coaching cycle. Hey, this is the coach that everybody wants. Does everybody want Matt Nagy to be their next head coach? I think Bomani said this when he was on the show a couple of days ago. Anytime you got a guy that only you want, that's usually a problem. Tomorrow, if Spags stopped being the defensive coordinator, Spags could go be another defensive coordinator in an instant. He doesn't need to just be Kansas City's. Other teams would fire their defensive coordinator to hire Steve Spagnuolo to be theirs. And you know he would come in and turn things around. Look at the rest of the league. When those guys are open, they are not available for very long. Would another team hire Matt Nagy to be their own?
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We'll see. Tomorrow, if the Chiefs said, Matt Nagy, we appreciate everything you've done, but we are happy to let you walk out. Do you think that Matt Nagy is another offensive coordinator in the league for next season? Because I'm not sure if a team takes another chance on Matt Nagy. So if you want to like point to the kind of job that you think he has done so far, I think that's it. If you haven't turned this into something bigger and better after 3 years, you haven't taken full advantage of the opportunity that you have been given. This should be one of the easiest jobs in the National Football League. You don't call the plays. And you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes there. Hey, put together some good game plans. Show some guys develop. Have a good attitude. Andy's going to put a good word in for you. Andy has a history and a track record of getting guys job. He's already helped get you a job in the past. This was his reclamation project. This was his, I failed in the first time, but it wasn't my fault. Let me come back to Kansas City. Let me knock this out of the park, and then let me go be an offensive coordinator somewhere else. That's what this job was supposed to be for Matt Nagy. That is just not how it's gone so far for him.
I understand your point, but let me ask you this. Can you say a lot of the same things for Steve Spagnuolo? And can you say a lot of the same things for Eric Bieniemy when he was offensive coordinator? Like, Steve Spagnuolo has built one of the best defenses in the NFL. He's been here since 2019. He has been a part of all the success. Has he ever been a hot coaching name with the Chiefs? We can go offensive coordinator for offensive coordinator. Eric Bieniemy. Now, he got head coaching interviews, never got the job, and then when his contract expired in Kansas City, he was an OC in Washington and then UCLA, and now he's a running back coach. So is this a Matt Nagy problem? And I'm not trying to defend Matt Nagy. I also don't want Matt Nagy as the offensive coordinator next year. But can't your point about Matt Nagy be also said about other coordinators in the Andy coaching sphere? Is it possible that maybe Andy isn't giving a glowing recommendation, or there's a thought that the way Andy does it is not correct because Spags and Bieniemy were not the sexy names on the street the same way Matt Nagy has never been the sexy name in the streets?
I guess to answer the question, at least when it comes to Steve Spagnuolo, the only reason why I think Spags is still the defensive coordinator is an age thing. I mean, Spags is 65. If Spags was 45, Spags is out of here. You're an incredible defensive coordinator. You absolutely get a job. He'd be looked at like he's D'Amico Ryans. He'd be looked at like one of those guys. I mean, at one point, he was that guy. He was a great defensive coordinator, and he has had multiple chances to be a head coach. It just hasn't worked out for him in the league as a head coach. But let's say that Spags was 51 years old. Spags would absolutely have a chance. Matt Nagy is still relatively young in a coaching sense. He's 47 years old. Now, he's not some spring chicken, but it's not like you can't hire Matt Nagy and think that he can't be your next head coach for the next 10 years or so. He absolutely could be those things. But when you've been the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs and you've had Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, when you had all of those things and you've been ranked 15th in offense year after year after year, wait, you're telling me you couldn't build up Kansas City's offense? How can I expect you to come here and build up Miami's offense? How can I expect you to come here and turn Kyler Murray's career around? That's where I think Nagy is really running into the problem. I don't know any place that you would consider Matt Nagy to be a fit, maybe outside of Tennessee. Like, somebody's going to have to take that job, and I don't think it's a super desirable job. But right now, if you're the Giants, for example, are you hiring Matt Nagy? Like, do you trust Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, and Malik Nabers with Matt Nagy for the next three seasons? Because the answer for me would be a firm no.
I'm not even sure he's a candidate. I know Dan Arcini has reported he's a candidate for the Titans job. If I'm the Titans, are you giving Matt Nagy to Cam Ward? Are you saying, here are the keys, go make Cam Ward a thing? You couldn't make Patrick Mahomes the best of his ability, but now go get him with Cam Ward? Like, I know he is a candidate there, but it would surprise me if he got the Titans job. I don't think he's a real viable candidate anywhere. I think your point is valid about Spags' age, but it is weird. You don't see a lot of defensive coordinators or coordinators in general stick somewhere 7, 8, 9 years.
No, for sure. And I mean, I think when it comes to Eric Bieniemy, and I certainly wanted Eric Bieniemy to get his chance as a head coach in the league. I mean, I do think it's kind of telling the fact that it's not like since he's left Kansas City, he's really stuck somewhere. He's coached at three different jobs the last 3 years. He was for the Commanders for the one season. He then got let go. He then went to UCLA. He then got let go. He now is in Chicago. Maybe Eric Bieniemy is just a really good running back coach. And I'm not saying that as a slight, but if you look at their run game and you look at Kyle Manungai, who was a 7th-round pick, and you got Eric Bieniemy as his coach, like, I'm pointing to player development right there. And we see sometimes there's coordinators like that.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.